Okay, today's daf is Bechorah's daf Nun Tes, and we are on Nun Ches Amud Beis. We'll be starting about 6 lines up from the bottom. My time with Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda on Nun Ches Amud Beis. But just before that, 2 important discussions from yesterday's daf. On the Mishnah mentioned on Nun Ches Amud Beis that if one of the animals that have already been counted, number 6, jumps back into the herd that has not been counted yet, the halacha is hare elu paturin, they are all pater. That's kafatz echem and amenuyin latochan, hare elu paturin. That line is quoted in Bamitzia Davav, and there the Rishonim discuss what the svara is for that. You have one animal that jumped back in, and the Mishnah says pater. Ask Tosfos, vavim abeis Bamitzia, teimo, lift up a ruba. Should be bata barov on a daraisa level. One animal, if it jumped into 1,000 animals, they're all pater. They should all be chayvin meiser. Taha the davar shebe minyan lo batil, that which davar shebe minyan, something that is counted usually is not batil, hainami drabanan. The kavua nami ain't shayach ela b'davar shoha iser v'haheter nikar v'yaduin. V'lo yada meza lokach v'chulu. So he goes through that it shouldn't, there are no exceptions, therefore it should be batil barov. Tosfos, does not give an answer. Mishit Mekubet says there in Bamitzia discusses this as all the other Rishonim do, and the Shita gives an answer in the name of the Rush. The Shita there says maybe Meiser Behema is unique. Va'od Yesh Lomar Kivan Dechazinan Diafila Hecha Diyachola Asurei Mimanavshach. Even in a case where sometimes is, you know, you might as well take off Meiser, you still don't have to. Why? Mishum da asiri vaday amar achmana v'lo asiri min asafek. The halachi is it has to be asiri vaday. Once it's asiri safek, then it's not asiri at all. It's not like other areas of halacha where safek is a maybe. Once it's in the world of safek, the Torah says it's mutter. Just another mashal, like the Gemara says, mamzer vaday v'lo mamzer safek. The second that somebody's a mamzer safek, they're not a mamzer. Period. So here too, asiri vadev lo asiri safek. V'yafilu ki amrinon. Called the parish meruba parish, asiri safek mikri. And even if you say it came from the rove, this is the key line, it's still called asiri safek. Ela sha Torah hitira safek ze be'isurin. But the Torah said it's mutter. Kidachsev achiram lahatos. V'nefacha isur lahatar adei bitav rove. Aval hacha la'olam monafik michlal safek asiri. What is the Rush saying? The Rush is saying that it's a special din in Meiser, but what do you see according to the Rush? What does Bittul Barov do? Bittul Barov doesn't make it Vadai Rov. Even after Bittul Barov, you're allowed to act in a certain way, the Halacha says, but it's still not a Vadai. That's a major discussion in the Rishonim. How do you look at when something is Nefach in the Rov? Do you say we just are allowed to treat it like the Rov? Or it really takes on the characteristics of the rove. So the Rush is clear that it only takes on the characteristics of the rove. Really, it's still suffic. And that's why for Meiser, that is not going to be good enough, and therefore, each one of them is going to be pater. Okay, that's the Rush there, with a lot more there to discuss there in Bamitzia Davav. The other point I wanted to mention is on the Gemara. The Gemara said that what do we do to get the animals through the fence, we put the mothers on the other side of the fence, and they start making noise, and the babies then go through the fence. Why don't we actively put them through the fence? Not choosing, right? We learned yesterday, remember, that lo yivakar betov l'ra, but just pushing them through the fence. So the Gemara said, no, they have to go through themselves. Ya'avor ksiv v'lo she'ya'aviruhu. Can't be that we are passing them through. So why don't we put some greeneries on the other side, some lettuce, and then they'll walk through that way. So no, because we need, that's a gzera. The maker didn't, that could work, but it's a gzera, mishum lakuach v'yasom. We want to make sure that we don't get mixed up with using animals whose mother died in childbirth or around that time. So that's what the Gemara said. Ask the Rashi's Bikurim. The Gemara suggested throwing the vegetable in. That's not called man doing it. The Gemara didn't reject that to say, v'yavar v'lo she'yaviruhu. It sounds like that would be good enough, considered l'yavar. Just like them going through, if they go through themselves, that's yavar, I'm not doing it. So if I put a vegetable there, it's yavar. Hatam pashut, why? Mipnei she'enu ma'aviro bi'adayim, ela goreim she'yavar me'elav. Well, because I'm not doing it with my hands. It's going by itself. So I'm putting the food down. So what, it's still going by itself. Ask the Rishis Bikurim though, Ach Lechora Kasha. But if you look in Gemara Baba Kama Daf Lama Tes, remember the case, Shora Itzedin, the ox that was trained to perform at the amphitheaters, where they used to attack the people, so they're trained to gore. That was the Shor HaItzedin. The Gemara there said, the Mishnah said, Pater, that animal is not chayev as a Shor HaNiskal. Because what's a Shor HaNiskal? Ki yigach velo she ki sheyagichuhu. Not that he's trained to gore. Only if it happens to gore. If he happens to gore, then it's a Shor HaNiskal. But it's lo sheyagichuhu. So the question asked the Rishis Bikurim, there man's also not doing anything. He just did something behind the scenes. And that causes the animal to act in a certain way. And so here too. But here it says it's not, wouldn't be a violation. It would be considered ki asher ya'avar. Well, there in Baba Kama, it would not be. It would be sheyaki chuhu achirim. So after gam sham ha'adam ura gorem lahanagicha, v'yaf alpike nismai miki yigak lo sheyaki chuhu, v'wadin kan, kishadi layarka. What's the difference between throwing the leaving the vegetable, which would not be considered my action, while training the animal to gore, and the animal gores, it is considered my action. What's the difference? Ach yesh lechalik, says the Reish of Bikurim, they can be bechalik. Beinidon didon, deshadi leyarka veholeches bishvil hana asa. Oh, the difference is the animal going because it gets benefit. The second that an animal is acting because of the benefit that it's going to get, we can immediately say that's its own action. He's acting lahana asa. Hana'a always brings the action to the actor. For example, cut by human beings also. What did the Gemara say in a few places? Hamisasek b'chalom v'arayis, chayiv shekei nene. If somebody's misasek, usually it's not called a maisa aveira. The person is not responsible for it. I don't know, for example, Hilchas Shabbos for sure. Somebody walks out to a place without an aveira, they have something in their pocket, they don't realize it. They come back home, and they're like, oh my goodness, I have something in my pocket. Do they have to bring a karban chatas? No, that's misasek, that's not shogeg. I didn't even know I was carrying it. Somebody brushes against the wall with their elbow and turns the light on by mistake. Right? So that's misasig. But the second there's misasig with hana'a, somebody's misasig with chalavim or arayos, the Gemara says you're chayiv. Shekei nehene. Nehene brings the action and you're responsible. And it's called your action. So too, says the Reish to be crowned with an animal. When the second the animal is going for its own benefit, is going to eat the vegetable, so then that's different. Lahacht baba kama gabi negicha shein hanal lehezeka de beemes kol hecha da adam goreim umisabev hadavar, wherever the person is goreim and causes it, hapeula misyacheses al hamisuvav, right, hamisovev. Usually we could say it goes back to the person, like the case in baba kama. That's the rule. Why is our case different? Hanaa ach hecha diyesh la hanaa. Oz hapeula misyacheses al atzma de bishvil hana asa kaavda ukedematzinu, and he quotes other cases as well. And he quotes the same thing is said by his rebbe, by his father's rebbe, the Egle Tal. No, the Reish of Bikurim's father learned with the Sacher Chaver, learned with the Amnei Nezer. So he always likes to quote wherever he can the Amnei Nezer and the Egle Tal. So the Egle Tal writes in Malachas Chorish talking about the malacha of mechamer, working with one's animal on Shabbos. So he says there, the kolsha behema ose lahana asa ein ze mechamer. It's not called my leading the animal if he's doing something for his own benefit. It's his action, not my action. So that wouldn't be the daraisa. Okay, so this is the Reish of Bikurim talking about putting the vegetables. It's not sheyagi huhu. It's not sheyavi ruhu, because the second that the animal goes for its own benefit, it would be called the animal's action and not my action. Okay. Adkan, what we needed to do from yesterday. Now we continue on Nun Chesem Abeis, six lines up from the bottom. The Gemara quoted the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, L'chachilo, what do? I pass all the animals through. And I count them, and number 10 becomes Kadosh. What? And I mark it with a rod, and I mark it red. What happened? That's why you can't do it on Yontif, as we saw in yesterday's Daf. Can't have it on Rosh Hashanah. What happens if I pass them through and I don't mark them red? What happens if I pass them through and I don't count? So, I don't count verbally. So the halacha is that's still meiser. As long as I pass them through, that is okay. What happens if I don't even pass them through? The animals are lying on the grass. And I just count them and I take out number 10. That also works with the Evid. What happens though if I just have 10 and I take one out? I don't do any counting.
I don't do any counting. I just take out 10%. That's a machlokas. The Tanakama says that is not good enough. Ein ze meiser. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, even that is meiser, where you didn't even do an act of minyan. So the Gemara said, what are the sources? First, the Gemara said, the source for the Tanakama, based on a pasuk, Alimud Asiri ve'ein ze Asiri, and then Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that it's also Meiser. That's what we're up to. My time is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says it's called Meiser even if there was no act of minyan? Nothing. It was just, I took 10%. He says you don't need the tenth. You just need 10%. You don't need the tenth. So Savarohe, Kabbi Elazar ben Gomel, or another Gemara says Gamla. He owes like this on the Shita, to Tanya. There are a couple of steps to this Shita. The Tanya the Brisa says, Abi Elazar ben Gomel, or ben Gimel, or ben Gamla, Omer. So, halacha is, v'nechshavla, the pasuk says, v'nechshavla chem trumas chem. It'll be considered your truma, your trumos, trumas chem. Is plural, your trumos. What two trumos are being spoken about in the pasuk? Bitchtei trumos akasim edaber. It's talking about two trumos. Achas truma gadola, achas truma smaiser. It's talking about truma gadola, regular what we call truma, and which does not have a shir midaraisa, and achas truma smaiser. Truma smaiser, which we know is what the Levi has to give to the Kohen from his produce. Truma smaiser, he has to give 10% of his, what, of his meiser rishon, to the Kohen. So we compare the two. The pasuk puts them together as a hekesh, trumas meiser. So what exactly is the limud? Kishem shahat, what is the comparison? Kishem shahat truma gedola nitelas ba'omer u'b'machshava. Just like truma gedola can be taken ba'omer, estimation. Estimation. You don't have to know exactly how much truma you're giving. Right? It can be taken in estimation. U'b'machshava. And it can be taken in thought. We'll get back to what that means. But it can be taken b'machshava. Let's say at least that means you don't have to go and separate it and be korei shame on it. You don't have to go through the whole process. It can be taken b'obed b'machshava. Sav chumas meiser, nitelas b'obed b'machshava. So to chumas meiser can be taken b'omed u b'machshava. Where do you get that from? From the word in the pasuk, v'nechshav. V'nechshav can be considered, but also it's from the word machshava. So, the Gemara step one says, that Rabbi Elazar ben Gomel says the word Shumaschem compares Shumas Meiser and Shuma Gedola. That they're both Niteles ba'omer b'machshava. I'm going to finish the whole line and then Beth Hashem will come back. Meiser Kayirachmana Truma. Step two, Meiser we know, at least in one place, is called Truma. Meiser is called Truma. Dichsiv, ki es ma'asar b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem Truma nasati l'alviyim l'nachla. End quote. So you see, what is he giving to the Levium? Truma. So you see that Meiser is called Truma. That is step two. So step one is, you have Trumas Meiser and Truma compared to each other. And they're taken by Owen Machshava. Step number two, Meiser is called Truma. So Meiser is called Truma, so I'm going to compare Meiser to these two Trumos. Meiser is called Truma, that's step two. Step three, the Iskish. So what did we just compare in step two? L'chora, we compared Meiser Dagon to, that was called Truma. That was called Truma. Right? I give it to the Levi. So what's give it to the Levi? Meiser Dagon, Meiser of grain. So I have Truma's Meiser and Truma compared. And now I said, you know what's also compared to that? Meiser, what we call Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon also is compared because it's called Truma in a sense. And now step three, the Iskish, Meiser Behema, the Meiser Dagon. And now I can compare Meiser Behema to Meiser Dagon. Meiser Behema, which has nothing to do with a coin. Right, it goes to a Yisrael, as we saw at the beginning of the parak. Rashi and Daphne and Gimel said that it's going to, and all, most Rishonim say that it goes to the Yisrael, the Bailim. So I compare Meiser Behema to Meiser Dagon. Ma Meiser Dagon nital ba'omed u'b'machshava. Just like Meiser Dagon can be taken ba'omed u'b'machshava, based on the comparison that we just had. Af Meiser Behema nital ba'omed u'b'machshava. So too Meiser Behema can be taken ba'omed u'b'machshava, meaning even without any minion. Right, I was explaining this last shita, that even if I just take 10% of my animals, not taking the tenth, I do no act of minyan, that still works, that's the second shita of the Mishnah. This is the source, right, it goes back to Rabbi Elazar ben Gamla, who says it by Trumas Meiser, and Truma, and Meiser Rishon, all the way extending to Meiser Behema. Okay, there is one to talk about in this discussion, and that is, first of all, what, this is the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Gamla, do we hold like this? Is there a chachamim out there that argues So that is a machlokas. Bali Tosfos and Maseches Gittin seem to say no, but the Rambam is clear, yes. The Rambam says that the Chachamim agree. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, in Maseches Trumos in Aleph Zayin, the Rambam says, Aser lahafrish truma gedola b'mida. Lefishalon is bar lo bakas of shir. You're not allowed to take truma gedola. Not only you're allowed to, but you're not allowed to, says the Rambam, to be so exact with your truma. Elamodid kol haperos hamechuyavim b'truma. You measure all the fruit that are chayv in truma. You think about how much you want to take off. Maybe you want to be an average guy, so you're going to take off 1/50th. And then mafrish truma ba'omid. And you do an estimation. V'hiskimu ezeh l'masha amar Hashem. And what is this connected to? What it says, v'nechshar lachem trumaschem. Our pasuk. V'amru machshava, b'machshava ata torim v'lo b'davar acher. Only b'machshava. And then the Rambam says, v'yavo pisha pasuk zeh nomar b'trumas meiser. This is said in Trumas Meiser. And we know Trumas Meiser is a tenth, and we're using it to use by Truma Gedola. Lefi sha'anachnu omrim bazeh haklal hayadu etzleinu. Use the klal that we always know. Bemidos hatoraniyim. It's a great lashon. Right? Use the klal that you say in Torah contexts. Imeinu inyan. Imeinu inyan. L'Trumas Meiser. Today we're eating L'Truma Gedola. Because it can't be talking about Trumas Meiser. Lefi sha'shi'ura yadua. V'hikvet ha'kasav al shi'ura. V'yomar Meiser ben ha'Meiser. So the Rambam says that the Chachamim agreed to this principle at least by Truma Gedola. By Trumas Meiser not, because that the Torah requires a shear. So Blazer ben Gomel says this, comparing the two, even Trumas Meiser is done ba'omer b'machshava, because after all, that's the context of the pasuk. The Rambam says that according to the Stamma de Mastis and there in Trumas, which is the sheet of the Chachamim, no. We take the limud, but not the source. You don't say it by Trumas Meiser, because that the Torah says is a tenth. Mashenki by Truma, which the Torah does not give a shear, and that's why it can be done ba'omed u'machshava. Tosfos even points out also, it's even unusual to say that you can take shuma ba'omed. What do you mean ba'omed? Shuma is however much you want to take. Omed sounds like there's a specific amount you should take, and you can estimate that amount. Midoraisa, there's no amount. Look at Tosfos, just the beginning of the big Tosfos. Kishem shuma gedola nitalos ba'omed. Minatora, on my base. Minatora ain't shayich ba'omed. Midoraisa, right, you don't need an omed by dechita achas poteres es akri, right? Because one chita, one grain already poters the kri. V'lo nitna ba Torah shir. There is no shir midaraisa. So what does the Gemara even mean that you can estimate? Take whatever you want. Just grab a bunch. The reish is the gan chaksiv. Se'ela mishum the b'shum es meiser shayach omed sheshiura katuv meiser min a meiser or b'shum gedola nami tignu chamashir shayach ba omed. You're right. It's an unusual lashon to say that omed applies to a mitzvah that does not require a shir really. But you know, since shum es meiser requires a shir, since shum gedola requires a shir b'dirabanan, we can still use the lashon of omed even though it's not exactly so appropriate. Next. Okay, a couple of more points related to these top few lines here on Nun Tesam and Aleph. First of all, what does machshava mean? We say it could be nitelas b'machshava. In thought, Rashi on top. Rashi has two opinions. Rashi has on the second line, pshemechashev, now we have something in brackets. That's a big brackets. Va'omer, mechashev va'omer. I could think and say, says Rashi's first pshat, the two lugi that I'm going to be mafrish, they're truma v'chulu. Meaning, Rashi pshat number one, machshava doesn't mean machshava. Machshava means dibur. I could say it. I just don't have to do it. I don't have to do a hafrasha. Ulahachi karele machshava, mishum de'eno mona osan. I'm not going to actually count them out. So Rashi says machshava means dibur. So that's kind of a middle approach to what machshava could have meant. What could machshava have meant? Total machshava, nothing. Not even dibur. Right? What's the other tzad? What else could machshava have meant? We'll see in a second. But lachi karele machshava mishu delay namonosan. Inami, Rashi is at the second shot. Nosen ina, b'tzad zeh, v'ochel b'tzad acher. V'travayu omeidu machshava. Right? Nafkalam even achshav. Second shot of Rashi, total machshava. So, Rashi says, 2 days, machshava can mean just thinking it, without saying a word. Number two, Rashi says, machshava can mean dibur. I say it, but I don't do a maisa hafrasha. That's also called machshava. Tosfos quotes Rashi in Dibur Maskel Machshava. He quotes these two deyas, and he says sometimes you find Machshava means Dibur in various places, by Shlichus Yad, by Pigol, by other contexts. But there's a third opinion, what Machshava might mean. What else might Machshava mean? So there is a deya in the Rashba. The Rashba is in Kiddushin, and I think it's also in Gittin, but the Rashba in Kiddushin, on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, beginning of the second parak, the Rashba says, Machshava might mean you even did an act of Hafrasha. You just weren't Korei Shame. I know this is going to be my Truma, so I take it off already. I don't call it Truma yet. I'm allowed to eat the rest of my stuff, even if I only thought about making this Truma, but I didn't Korei Shame. V'yish mi shepirish de Machshava nami pligi, v'hacha haki pirusho. Yeshna b'machshava she'im natal v'lo karo l'shem trumaso truma. That's an amazing chiddush. Machshava is very, very limited according to that daya. Machshava just means you didn't label it as truma. You physically took it out of your field. It's going to be truma. Because maybe that opinion is very uncomfortable with saying pure thought. How can you say that without a hafrasha? Does anybody hold like this day of the Rashba? So the Minchas Chinuch thinks the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't think the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? So the Rambam has two lines, and depending on which one you focus on, that'll determine. The Rambam says in Trumos, Dalid Tezayin, Hamiskavin Lomar Truma Vamar Meiser, Meiser Vamar Truma Lomar Klum, Achi Epivali Boshavin. Okay, you said the wrong thing. Hifrish Truma B'machshavaso. If you're a Mafish Truma with your Machshava, Vilo Hotzi Bisvasav Klum. And you didn't say anything. Harezu Truma. That's good enough. V'nechshav lechem trumaschem b'machshava bilvad tihiye truma. So which line do you focus on? The Rambam says, you do it b'machshava and you don't say anything. If you do it b'machshava, of course, what's the Rambam adding, but you don't say anything. So the Kesef Mishnah says, without making a big deal, the Rambam is saying, just like Rashi and Tosfos say. So the Kesef Mishnah assumes that the Rambam is like Rashi and Tosfos, meaning it's real machshava. Maybe you didn't say anything, maybe like Rashi Pshat number 2 in our case. Right, Mamash didn't do a thing. He didn't do a thing. So why didn't he just say Machshavasav? He's just emphasizing Vlahotzi Bisvasav Klum. Okay, the Michas Chinuch in Shin Tzadik Vav, Os Beis, assumes that the Kesef Mishnah is wrong. He assumes that, no, what the Rambam is emphasizing is like this Rashba, that you did the act, but you just didn't say anything when you did the act. Or else, why would the Rambam say that? Well, you didn't say anything. Of course you didn't say anything. We know what Machshava means in the Rambam. In the Gemara, you could say we're not sure. But if the Rambam says Machshava, we know what Machshava means. The Rambam adds that to say, in the Minchas Chinuch's view, you took it off. You just didn't designate it as Truma. That's a Machlokas, Minchas Chinuch, in the Kesef Mishnah, what exactly the Rambam meant in Hilchos Trumos. But that is all related to what is Machshava. One final, maybe two final discussions. Again, a lot of the action here is on the top of Amud Aleph, right here. Two other points. And that is the Turei Aven. The Turei Aven discusses, and the Afikayam also. I'll read it from the Afikayam. I think we discussed this once before. I had it underlined in my Afikayam. So that's our always incriminating evidence. So the Afikayam in Chelek Aleph, Simon Chavdala, discusses, we know that Shuma can be a Machshava and Kachim can be a Machshava. But what if you plan to say something? You don't plan to do a Machshava. So does Machshava work only when all you are thinking about doing is Machshava? What if I'm thinking of going more than Machshava? And then let's say something happens or I change my mind. So does that work? He says, Yesh lehistapik, b'truma v'kadshim, d'mahanyu behu Machshava l'chudei. If Machshava works, eicha din behu, b'gomar b'libo l'hotzi b'sfatayim. What if I'm going to say something? Im gam Machshava kizu mahanya. Does Machshava help even if you're going to do dibur? V'nomar, da'af l'hotzi b'sfasayim, l'sof chala ha'truma v'ahektish. Or when the Gemara says Machshava, that means if you only want to do Machshava. Machshain came, but if you want to do more, so then it wouldn't apply. So he says, I think I have a Raya Brura that if you're thinking of doing Dibur, then Machshava doesn't work. Because what the Rambam that I just read, the first half of that Rambam, but it's a Gemara. What if I'm planning to give Truma, and by the mistake I say the words Meiser? I'm being Mafer Shruma, and by mistake I say Meiser. Does that work? So the Gemara says, Lo Amar Klum, it's meaningless what you said, because you have to have Pivali Boshavin. So what you said is nothing. You still have Chulin. You still have Chulin, but if Truma is Isa B'machshava, it should be at least Truma. But it's nothing. So Haraya says the Afikayam, that if somebody plans to say something, so then it's not Isav Machshava. The Machshava only works if it's plain Machshava, but if you're planning to say a Dibur, then you have to wait till the Dibur. And if you don't say the proper Dibur, so then it's not going to be Machshava. And he quotes a lot of Achronim that pointed out different Gemaras to him in terms of this topic. Okay, that is a limit on this Gemara. And the final point to mention is Rabbi Akiva Eiger. We make a bracha on Hafarashas Truma. The Shaila is, we know the Beis Yosef says, based on Rishonim, if there's a mitzvah that Ikaro Belev, you don't make a bracha on it. Chazal were only misakein brachos on mitzvos that are action mitzvos. But if it's Ikar is Belev, so then you don't make a bracha on it. So, if you could Isa, if Hafarashas Truma is Isa Machshava, so why do we make a bracha on it? Right? Isn't it Ikaro Belev? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger was asked that question, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, no, come on. Machshava means you can get away with Machshava, but it doesn't mean that's the ikker, what you're supposed to do. Kiveger, Simon Chavta, Simon Lamed. He quotes this from Rav Yishaya Pick, this question. Olanias Daiti answers him, Lokashamidi, Kivan, the Shorish, Inyan Hafrasha, Havi, Maisa, Linda Lakoe. The ikker of Frasha is to take it off. Afsha, Ata, Ena, Osa, Maisa. Even if you're not doing a Maisa, when you do Machshava, Mikamakom, Machshavaso, Likaro, Beshem, Truma, Shesofo, Lovo, Lide, Maisa, Mikri, Maisa. It's all going to be connected to a Maisa. Fine, you're thinking about it now. But that's not the Iker. Mashaenke, for example, he says, Bito, Bito, Chametz. Bito, believe, to Nigmar, Venasa, Koma, Machshava. There, you don't make a bracha. Make a bracha on B or Chametz. You don't make a bracha on bittel chametz. If you say bittel is a separate mitzvah. Okay, so this is all Rabbi Akiva Eiger. This is all about truma isa b'machshava. Okay, but it's an important bracket there in Rashi on the second line. We continue though now. Amar Rava, separate new idea. So we just had a machlokas. If you don't have a minion, does it work? Does it become kadosh? So Amar Rava, asiri me'elavu kadosh. What does that mean? If I have 10 animals in my pen and I count them out, right after the ninth animal goes out, the one that's left in the pen is kadosh. I did an active minion. That's the only one that's left. That one's obviously going to be number 10, so it's kadosh immediately. May elavu kadosh even without the act. It's automatic. Minchas Chinuch says, based on this, you know what I hold? You can't be shoel on meiser. You can be shoel on a neder. You can be shoel on hektish because it's all totally on your dibur. But here, you see what you see from Rava? It's automatic. It's not totally on your dibur, right after you put through number 9. So you can't be shoel on meiser behema. Right? Once it's meiser, it's meiser. Minole Ravaha. Where does Rava know this from? How do you know that could be automatic? So Ilema Meha Detanya. Maybe you learn from the following. Ainli Ella Shakar Shmo Asiri. Lok, I only know that it's has Klusha's Meiser if it's call number 10. Lok Kara Shmo Asiri Mi 9. How do I know that if I passed it through, but I didn't call it number 10? How do I know that's also Kadosh with Meiser Behema? Tamalomar Asiri Kadosh. Become Marko. Even if you didn't call it number 10. Vidilma Asiri. And that, therefore, that's the source. Right? Even if you didn't call it number 10. The Gemara says maybe not. Vidilma, maybe that case is different. Asiri hu delo karye. Maybe that case you didn't call it number 10. Kadosh karye. But you did call it kadosh. You did say it would be have kedusha. You just didn't call it number 10. So maybe that's no raya to Rava that Rava says that even with nothing it's going to be kadosh. We'll get back to that line. Let's continue first. Elamei hadatanya. Okay, so maybe Rava is from the following brisa. Kara litashi asiri v'yatsa asiri v'lo diber. What happens if you call number 9, 10? Right, so we're going to have this over the next couple of days. Mistakes. What's the halach if you make a mistake? So usually we call number 10. That's meiser. What happens if by mistake you call number 9, 10? You got mixed up. The halacha is that animal has kedusha enough so that you have to wait till it gets a mum. Meaning it has somewhat low-level kedusha. You have to wait till it gets a mum and then you could eat it. That if you call number 9, 10. What happens if, by mistake, you call number 9, 10 and then you got all confused, like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I did that. And then you call number 10, 9 and then you call number 11, 10. What's the halacha in that case? So the halacha is number 9, which you call 10, as I just explained, it has kedusha enough, you have to wait till it gets a mum. Number 10, which you call 9, that's Meiser Behema. That's real Meiser Behema. You have to bring that as a carbon. Number 11, which you call 10, is a shlamim. And you're allowed to be makrovit, and you have to be makrovit as a shlamim. That's 9, 10, 11. That's the special halacha by Meiser. It's Mekadesh Lefanav Ulaacharav. The animal before or after, but not in the same way. It's Mekadesh Lefanav in order for you, not that you're makrovit. It has inferior kedusha, and therefore you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then you can eat it. 11 that you call 10 could actually be used as a shlamim. 10 that you call 9, so that is actual meiser. Even if you got the number wrong, it's still meiser. So the Gemara says, Elabayat Tanya, maybe this is the brisa that supports Rava. Again, Rava said if number 10 is left in the pen, it automatically gets Kedusha. Elamihad Tanya, Karol Tishi Asiri. If I call number 9, 10. The Yatzaha Asiri Velo Diber. And then number 10 went out and I didn't say a word. So what's the halacha there? Hatashi Dechel Bamumo, as we just said. The 9th is eaten when it gets a mum. The Asiri Meiser. And number 10 is Meiser. So what do you see from there? Even if you don't say a word, it's still going to be Kadosh. So it's a riot to Rava. Maybe Rava's based on that. Says the Gemara again, no, maybe not. The Dilma Shiny Hasam, the Ivra Le'asiri. No, there's different. Why? Because there, it went through. Right? It walked through. It went out after number 10. I'm sorry, after number 9. 9 animals went through. This was number 10. He didn't say anything. But it was still the 10th animal that went through, so something happened. Inami or Da'achmi Ilave. Maybe the case is he didn't say anything, but maybe he pointed to it. Right? Like as if to say that's number 10. So again, no raya. Maybe there is an act that's involved in that brisa. Rav is chiddush is that even when there's no act. So elamei hadatanya. So you're right. Maybe it's from this brisa. The following: kara letashi asiri. What happens if I called number 9, 10, and then what happens? Right, there's 10 animals in my pen. So I called number 9, 10, vameis asiri badir, and then number 10 dies. Number 10 dies before it gets to come out. So what's the halacha? Chi nechal b'mumo. As we said, number 9, which was called 10, is nechal b'mumo. The kula b'turim, and the rest of them are pater. Why are all of them pater? You never got to number 10. My time, kula b'turim, la mishub, the kadosh le'asiri. Right? Isn't that because number 10 that was left in the pen was automatically kadosh? It was as if it went through. It was already mice, so the other 9 are niftar. Says that a raya to Rava. So again, the Gemara says no raya. The Dilma, the iftaru, b'minyan ha-ra'ui. New principle. Maybe it was Niftar b'minyan haroi. To ha'amar Rava, because after all, Rava himself says, minyan haroi poter. What's the principle of minyan haroi? As long as when an animal is counted, it is counted, and there is potential for this counting to lead to a meiser animal, the second that you count the earlier animals, they are Niftar. Even if you never get to number 10. That's the principle of minyan hara'ui. You had an appropriate counting. Right when you count the animal as number 1, 2, 3, that's it. What's the svar minyan hara'ui? Meiser has to be, right, vade meiser. Minyan hara'ui means you label an animal as not meiser. The second that I label an animal as not meiser, minyan hara'ui, mamela, can't become meiser. It can never become meiser. Even if you never get to it, you can't do it again. That's minyan haroi. So again, so in this case where the animal died, there's no raya that it was kadosh before it came out. So again, no raya to Rava. So Ela, try number 4, and we have a brisa that explicitly says like Rava. Ela mehar detanya, kara l'tashi asiri, v'nishtayr asiri badir, hatashi nechal b'mumo, v'ha asiri meiser. The 10th one that was left in, that never came out, that's meiser. So it's beferish like Rava. Fine. Period. One important chiddush. This is a chiddush that we need in this parak. Can't learn this parak without this chiddush. The Torah Zroim, Rav Permanshik, in Meseches Trumos, it's on page Sadag Aleph, in Aleph Gimel, based on the Rambam that we mentioned, I think we mentioned this Rambam yesterday, 2 days ago. The Rambam says, we learned the halacha, that you're not allowed to be ma'aser min achadash ala yashar min ayashar ala achadash, right? Separate years. You're not allowed to put animals together that were born in separate years. Separate granos, you're allowed to. Right? That's a drabana, the Chazal say. But separate years, you're allowed to. But the Rambam then says, what if you did it anyway? What if you put animals from different years together? What happens? Says the Rambam, the year Ali, this is in Zayin Hein Bechoros, Shem Iser Behema Mishana Al Shana, Hareze Meiser. But the evidence Meiser, why? Mipnei chumras hakadshim, because of the chumr of kadshim. Shem haray loit pita Torah al meiser behema beferish shehei shana shana. Because the Torah, after all, didn't say you have to get meiser behema. You learn it from a hekish from meiser dagon. So since it's only learned from a hekish, so it's not as harif. Ask the Torah's rhyme. What do you mean? It's only from a hekish? A hekish is kiilu kasav batorah. That's what I'm talking about. Every other context in halacha, we know that a hekesh is kilu, it's rin. Question one. Question two, you could ask, what does the Rambam mean? That it works because of chumra of kadshim? What does that mean? So says the Torah Zeraim beautifully. I'm assuming other achronim say this as well. But says the Torah Zeraim, Meiser Behema has two kedushos in it. It has a unique kedusha of Meiser, and it has a kedusha of karbon. A generic kedushas karbon. After all, it's kind of like a shlamim, even though it's a unique type, but it's kind of like a shlamim. So, says the Torah Zeraim, by every Meiser Behema, you have two Kedushas. Chad Adin Afrashas Meiser, Kemeiser Dagon, Vigam Din Hektish Karban, Kishar Karbanos. So when do we have a Hekish? We have a Hekish to Meiser Dagon regarding the Meiser element of it. But not the Karban element of it. What do you mean the Meiser Dagon has nothing to do with the Karban? So therefore, regarding the Meiser element of it, we learn a Hekish, and that's Ki'ilu Kasa B'Torah, and that's where we say, you know what, you can't be Meiser, Michadash Alayashin, or vice versa. But if you violated that, okay, you violated that. So regarding the Meiser element, we say it doesn't have Kedushas Meiser. But the Rambam says, Mishum Chumra DeKadshim, it's still a Karban. It still has the other Kedusha status. And therefore, it's still going to be a Karban. And that's what the Rambam says. Hareza Meiser. It will have the Bidi Eved. You won't have the Hafrashas Meiser. You'll be Yotzi that, but it'll end up having Kedushas Karban Shel Meiser. And that is in the background. That is not when it's from a Hekesh. That's what the Rambam means. It's not Mefurish. And that's what the Rambam means, that it's Chumer de Karban. Where do you see that there are these two levels of Kedushas Meiser? So he quotes a couple of Gemaras. One of them is our Gemara. Argo, what did we just say? Right, you put it through the fence. How does Rebbe know this? So one of the suggestions was that you put it through and you didn't call it. So the Gemara said, oh, maybe it's no raya because maybe you didn't call it Meiser, but you called it Kadosh. What does that mean? You called it Kadosh? You didn't call it Meiser? This is the Harshit, the Sefer Torah Zeraim. Maybe you only gave it Kedusha type part 2, not Kedusha part 1. So he says, V'hayna ratzalav adedina tehektish karban lakrivo eno chalalav telav zlet tzara kriya shem ha'asiri avibikamakam dina demaiser chalalav lios nechal b'muma. So it has some level of Kedusha. Again, there's different ways to say the double Kedusha, but that's the Torah Zeraim. Okay, we continue now. So what did we just say? We just said that if you call number 9-10, so then it's kadosh enough to be nechal b'mumo. So the Gemara says, one second, we have Tanya Tshi Chulin. We have another Bryce that says, no, number 9 that you call 10 by mistake is Chulin. It's nothing. So Tani Tana Kamid Rav Sheshes, Hamani Rav Shimon Ben Yehudahi. It's Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda Shita. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda, Omer Mishur Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda said the name of Rav Shimon. Af HaTashi Yena Kadosh. Number 9 that you call 10 is not Kadosh. Ela Imk Ne'ekar Shem Asiri Mimenu. Unless you warrant Kore Shem of number 10. If number 10 was called, it was real Meiser, if number 10 turned out to be real Meiser, so then number 9 is nothing. That's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. If you correct yourself, says Rabbi Shimon, there's nothing. Not like what we hold. What we just said before is that no. The second, if you call number 9, 10, and then you call number 10, 9, but it's Kadosh anyway, but still, number 9 is only going to have any Kedusha if you were Oker Shame from the real number 10. Why is that? Vadin Nosei. Now we're going to go back and forth. Vadin Nosei. What's the Svar for Reb Shimon? Why does he say number 9 only has Kedusha if you did not call number 10, 10? Vadin Nosei. Uma Charasar Shu Ose Kedusha Likareth. If number 11, which has a high level Kedusha, meaning when said number 11 could even be, what happens if you call number 11, 10? It could be a shlamim. So if number 11, which could even reach the level of shlamim, eino kadosh, ela imke ne'ekar shem asir mimenu, is only kadosh, is if you didn't call number 10, 10. Right, what's the case that number 11 is a shlamim? You call number 9, 10. You call number 10, 9. And then you call number 11, 10. What happens if I call number 9, right, 10? If I call number 10, 10. And then number 11, 10. Then number 11 is nothing. Because you already had a Meiser. If you call number 10, 10, so number 11 is meaningless. So it's so just like if, by number 11, which could achieve high-level Kedusha, it's only Kadosh if number 10, really, you didn't call 10. So, sheesh, you know it's a Kedusha Likarev. So number 9, which does not achieve such a high level of Kedusha, is even weaker. Eino Dinshim, Nekar Shem Asiri Yemenu, in Ilolo. Surely, it can't be if you call number 10, 10. Right? You have to be Oker Shem from real number 10. So the Rabbanan say back, he anosenis, Rashi adds in, mahadir hashas. The Rabbanan say back, no, There's no requirement to be ochre shame. Why? You're telling me it's a lower level kedusha, but that means it's easier to get to. He anosenis acharasar shu ose kedusha li karev acharasar number 11, which achieves a high level kedusha. So then, that's what needs ineker shem asiri himenu in ilolo. That's what needs you to not have been Makadesh number 10, because it's a high level kedusha. So to accomplish that, number 10 cannot be kadosh. Chi sheinu ose kedusha li karev. But number 9, which doesn't achieve much anyway, it's just a low level kedusha that you have to wait till it gets a mum. So even though l'shem asiri, the number 10 wasn't nekar, still it is going to be kadosh. That's one way the Rabbanan could argue on Reb Shimon. Inami, the other way they gotta go on Reb Shimon, acharasar de ivrele asiri. Number 11, remember, is coming after number 10. So once you have number 10, it's very shaky that you're gonna be able to have an animal that has kedusha after 10 animals already went out of the fence. So that's why, in that case, you gotta really weaken the real number 10 in order to give number 11 any status. So there, inek ashem asiri heimenu in ilolo. Gee, but number 9, it's not so hard to accomplish. The akadilo ivrule asiri, you didn't have 10 animals go out yet. The afal gav dilo nekar shem asiri himenu, even if you didn't, if you're not okay, the shem asiri from the 10th one, it could still, number 9 could still achieve its low level kedusha, su lo midi. And that's it. That's the end of my discussion, and we don't have to discuss this anymore. So that is the, machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, and we said that's not machlokas whether 9 is going to have any kedusha or not if I then go and continue with number 10. Again, the case where number 9 is labeled as 10, number 10 is labeled as number 9, that also has kedusha, and then you do number 11. That's a machlokas, chulin or not, and this was the svaras for the machlokas. Period. Next, Amar Rav. Getting back to the principle that we had before. Minyan Haraui Poter. Rava said, Minyan Haroi, once an animal goes out, even if I never get to the actual Meiser, those animals are going to be Niftar. The Chazon Ish points out, in here, in Chav Zayin Vav, so why doesn't everybody just count 9 animals and then stop? They'll never have to give Meiser, and the first animals will be Niftar. So said the Chazon Ish, doesn't work that way. It only means if an Ones happens. If an Ones, something happens, that's called Minyan Haroi. But if Mazid, if b'mezid you did something, and so then you don't have the p'tur. Then you don't have the p'tur. So minyan haroi poter. Minyan le'le rabaha. How does Rava know that minyan haroi is poter? So ilema mehad etzan. If you know, does he know it from our Mishnah? What does our Mishnah say? Kafatz echa min haminuyin letochan. Kulan p'turin. If one of the ones that you already counted jumped back in, they're all poter. Right? So doesn't that show that why is the one that you counted already poter? Because it's minyan haroi. So Gemara says no. Minuyin gufayu de iftru la b'minyan haroi. I'm sorry. The minuyin themselves. How did they become potter? Isn't it by minyan haroi? And therefore, if it gets mixed up with the earlier ones, so just like the minuyin are already potter because of minyan haroi, so do all of them, because now it's a tarovis. The question is no. Vidilma de aseri lavayu. No, maybe the case of the Mishnah is where you already finished having 10. You already got through 10, and now one of the Minuyin jumped back in. So it wasn't Niftar because of Minyan Haroi, it was Niftar because there was actual Meiser animal. So that's no riot to Rava. So Gemara said, no. Hahilo Matzah Zamrit. You can't suggest that that's what the Mishnah's talking about, where you actually finish the Meiser count. Why? Hatani, because look at the next line of the Mishnah. Min ha-me'usarin l'tochan. Next line the Mishnah talks about, if one of the Meiser ones jump back in, then they're all considered Karbonus. So you see, the next line of the Mishnah is talking about where you actually finish the Meiser process. So the previous line must not be talking about where you finish the Meiser process. Skamar says, that's not true. Vidilma, maybe in both cases you finish the Meiser process. What's the difference between the two lines? Which animal jumped in? Did one of the Minuyin jump back in? Did one of the Meusarin jump back in? Vidilma, my Meusarin, Meiser Dafka. Maybe the Meusarin in the Seifa, that means one of the Meiser animals jump back in. Dekanami, and that's what it says, Dektani Yiru. It says that they have to all graze, because now you have a carbon mixed up, question mark. So the Mishnah's no raya, because the Mishnah, both lines of the Mishnah, might be talking about a case where you finish the Meiser counting. And therefore, it's not talking about a case of Minyan Haroi. And the first line is where one of the Minuyin jump back in, one of the first 9. And the second line is where one of the Meiser animals jump back in. But it's not talking about a case where you just had Minyan. So no Raya. Say, Allah Amar Rava. Okay, Rava says it's based on a Pasik. Amar Kra, Ya'avor, Velo Shekfar Avar. The Meiser animal will have Kedusha, Ya'avor, only if it passes through for the first time. Velo shekvar avar, once it passed through, then it doesn't have kedusha. My shekvar avar, what does that mean? Ida asari lavayu, if you finished the meiser process, you already got through number 10, srichla meimra, then what's the chiddush? Of course, if it already passed through and it wasn't labeled as meiser, of course it's going to be putter. El olav, if true, lehu b'minyan aroi, it must be done by minyan aroi, shma mina. And again, the svar being, pashtus, that you've already labeled it as not number 10. Even if you don't get to number 10, this one's not number 10, and therefore that is the heter. Period. Okay, Tani Kavasi de Rava. So that was the basis of Rava. So now we bring a brisa that's similar to Rava. If you have 10 lambs, vechnisim ladir, and you put them into the deer, umana, you have 10, you put them into the deer, and you start counting. Umana chamisha, and then you count 5, umes echan mehem, and then one of them died. So which one died? So im min haminuyin mace, if one of the ones that already went out of the fence died, then you just continue. Mona umashlam aleim. Then you continue going. Why? Because those 5 went out, fine, doesn't matter what happens to those afterwards, you still have a chiv of meiser. The other 5. The im misha einan minuyin mace, but what if one of the ones left in the deer died? Minuyin peturim. Those minuyin are pater. Why? Minyan harai. Even though you're never going to get to meiser, but at the moment that you put them through the fence, they could have gotten to a meiser situation. Meiser. They could have gotten to number 10. They're pater. V'shein minuyin mistarfen l'goran acher. The ones that were left in the deer that are still alive that were not counted out. So those have to be used. Those are mitstarif to another goran. Period. To another. When more animals are born. Period. V'yama Rava. Similar. So now for this, we just have to, this is the same, the next 15 lines, we're going to have the same principle of, if an animal is in a minyan haroi, at the moment that it goes out of the fence, if we could foresee that meiser might take place, then it's niftar. If we can't, then it's not niftar. Amar Rava. Ha'ilo yudal etzloim. You have 14 sheep, 14 lambs. V'echnisam ladir. 14, you have them in a deer. V'yasu shisha v'pesach zeh, v'arba v'pesach zeh. 6 went out one door, 4 went out the other door. How many are left? You have 4 left. So let's think about this. When the 6 went out, the 6 went out first. When the 6 went out, those were minyan haroi, because there was at least 4 left in the deer. But what about when the next 4 went out after the first 6? That wasn't a minyan haroi, because there's only 4 left after them. There was only, when the first one went out, there was only 7 left. So that's what the Gemara says. V'yarbonish tayrusham, and 4 were left. Osamar ba'a, those 4, in the Pesach Ashisha Yatsu, if those 4 follow the 6, and they all go out there, so then notel echamehem, then you take the number 10, vashar mitzarfin, and then vashar, and the ones that went out the other door, mitzarfin legoran acher, those aren't niftar, because those didn't have minyan aroi. V'yam lav, and if they didn't go out that door, if the 4 didn't go out following the 6, so shisha paturin, those 6 are pater, because those had minyan haroi. The arba'a mitzavim l'goran acher. The 4 that were left in the deer that never went out, or the 4 that went out the other door, don't have the patur, and they have to be mitzarif to another minyan. Next, yatsu arba'a b'pesach zeh v'shisha b'pesach zeh. What about they switch the order? What if first 4 went out, and then 6 went out? Vinishtairu shamar ba'a. And then there's 4 left in the deer. So then fine. Im osam arba'a b'pesach ashisha yatsu. If the 4 follow the 6, then notel mehen echad. You take the number 10. And v'ashar paturim. And all the others are patur. Because the 4 went out first. So those are minyan haroi. Then the next 6 went out. That was also minyan haroi. You have 4 left. So they're all patur. V'im la. But if the 4 don't follow the 6, they follow the first 4. So arba'a. Vishisha Peturin. So the first 4 and 6, those are Pata, because those were all Minyan Haroi. The Arba, but the other 4 that followed the 4, so when they went out, there wasn't a Minyan Haroi, because there was only 4 left. They were never going to make it to 10. So Mistarif and Lagoran Acher, so those also are never Mitzarif. Yatsu Arba, next case. Yatsu Arba Vetzach Zeh. The Arba Vetzach Zeh. Vidishtairu Sham Shisha. What if 4 and 4 went out? So they were both. They're both good. So if Osan Shisha Yatsu Pesach Echad, if the 6 follow one of the cases, one of the doors, Notamein Echad, you take number 10, now Vashar Paturin, they're all Pater, because they were all Minyan Aroi, wonderful. V'im Lav, but if the 6 never make it out, they just stay there inside, then Harba'a Paturin, then both 4 are Pater, because those are both Minyan Aroi, Vashisha Mitzarvan Lagoran Acher, and the 6 left have to be Mitzarv to another Goran, because they went out. Period. So the Gemara says, my Kamash Malan! It's all the same you saw. Dominion Arai Poter. V'yama Rava Chada Zimna. What's the whole chiddush of the statement of Rava? Rava already said it. He He said it in three words. Minyan Arayah Poter. So the Gemara said, no, Ma'od the Tema, you might have said, Vaday Minyan Arayah Amrinan, Safik Minyan Arayah Dechazi Lahacha, Dechazi Lahacha Lo Amrinan. There are two doors here. So maybe that's not Minyan Arayah, because it's not that these animals are for sure going to go out this door. Maybe they'll go out the other door. So maybe this is not called Minyan Arayah. Kamash Malan. No, it doesn't matter as long as it's potential. So it is okay, even if there is another possibility as well. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. And Hashem, we will continue with the second to last daf in Maseches Bechoros tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, see him on Shabbos.